Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Clint G, vocalist of Void Dancer. They have a new album and is available now. Prime Burial?
Prone Burial.
Prone Burial. Oh my God. I'm just screwing up here. What? One more time. Prone Burial out now via the personal label Modern Grievance. We're going to play a couple songs from the album, but first off, it's been a little while since we last chatted. It's been about 2 years since we last chatted. I see you at shows all the time now. Pretty much every show I go to, I bump into you. Are you like taking full advantage of the world being 100% like open and shows are just like happening all the time? It seems like you're out and about at all shows.
Kevin, it's my happy place, right? Like, you know, this whole pandemic and everybody's stuck at home. I mean, don't get me wrong. I made the most of it and got some new hobbies and stuff, but really looking forward to at least a show a week. And it's been pretty stacked in Seattle lately. So yeah, you've seen me what, 2-3 times a week for the last, yep, for the last month or so. So yeah, I'm getting out there for sure.
A couple times you were talking about doubling up. Like I saw you at the Napalm Death show and you were on your way over to go see the Chisel. Like you're like stacking, dude. You're just like, can't get enough, man.
These cool promoters need to communicate more. There's so much stuff going on, and it's, you know, it's not just like a death metal crowd and a hardcore crowd anymore. It's all, you know, it's all mixed up. So yeah, you gotta get out and get where you can, right?
Yeah, well, okay, so that's an interesting thing here is you have a hardcore background here with the American Nightmare, but you're wearing a Cerebral Rot t-shirt. So you know, you're in that sweet spot between the metal and the hardcore. What's more of a what kind of world do you come from, and what would you say is kind of like your jam, or are you equally into both?
I mean, I'm into pretty much all things aggressive and weird at this point, but I'm definitely, I'm like an old punk kid who got into hardcore, who eventually found death metal. And now I'm just into, you know, insane stuff that people record in their basements that just sounds like, you know, things dying, but
nice,
you know, a little bit of everything, like everything from black metal to hardcore, still like some punk rock, you know.
Cool, man. Well, okay, so you mentioned you got into some hobbies you know, during the pandemic. What did you do to fill your time?
I got as far away from people as possible. So yeah, I started camping and hiking a lot. I think awesome. A lot of the guys in the band did too. They all live a little north of the city, so they're a little bit easier to get out than me. But yeah, definitely planned a lot of trips and just took some time and, you know, just went out there in the woods by myself and just, you know, got some peace, brought my dog with me and just listened to music around a fire. It's, you know, what it's all about, right?
That's nice, man. That sounds really relaxing and a nice way to get out of the hectic chaos of the city.
Absolutely.
So you've been going to all these shows. What have been some of your favorite shows you've been to as just a show goer, not personally as a musician?
Oh, shoot. man, it's hard to think of like of everything I've been to lately.
Yeah.
I think one of the cooler shows I went to recently, I went to go see Holder and Antichrist Siege Machine up at Substation. Show, yeah. It was awesome. Like, it was just very, I don't know, like the vibe was right. The crowd was like a good size. Like, everybody was there to like actually like check out the bands. I think it was Holder's mm-hmm. first time playing in
Seattle, at least.
In
yeah.
Seattle, which was awesome. And like Antichrist Siege Machine tore it up. Yeah, that was a good one. Napalm Death's always fun. They're one of my all-time mm-hmm. favorites. And I actually had COVID last time they came, so I had to give up those tickets. So yeah, hence the me rushing to get out there. So
yes. Right on, man. Okay, so you know, you guys have a new album out. So did you guys I'm assuming you guys recorded and wrote this during the pandemic?
Correct. Yeah, we so, you know, we were full force ready to go and start playing some shows. Yeah, our first show was supposed to be like, you know, May 2020, and we all know how that went down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just ended up kind of hanging out and figured we'd write a bunch of new music instead of just kind of fizzling out. So, yeah, that's just what we did. We took our time with it, of course. You know, there was no rush to get it out or anything. There's no rules anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like you can kind of do what you want to. So, yeah, we started recording. We did, you know, a bunch of demos and pre-pros and stuff, and we recorded the guitars in our practice space. We practice up at a place that has a studio connected to it. So we were able to get a hookup for, rooms for drums for the day, which was awesome. And then just did vocals in my buddy's little dead room basement. So yeah. Turned out pretty well. We're all pretty stoked with it.
That's awesome, man. Well, so was that something that kept you sane during the time? Like, you know, you couldn't go to shows, you couldn't play shows, but, you know, focusing on the artistic outlet of, you know, getting this album done, is that something that kept you sane?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, I hate to be like the artist thing is like, it's very emotional, but it was like, it was a super rough time, you know, for a lot mm-hmm. of people. And, you know, I'm definitely not excluded in that. You know, I think I've got my anxieties and stuff just like everybody else. But, you know, I kind of made it a point to myself to come out on the other side of this thing better than I was before. So, you know, I kind of stopped drinking and stuff like that over that time, which is, you know, if you've ever done that before, it takes a lot out of you, and you start to, you know, when you're sober, you're like, oh wow, I feel this way. And you know, I just kind of found some ways to articulate it, and you know, I started working out again and taking care of myself, and you know, like good I said, going you. Hiking and camping yeah. and yeah. And then sure enough, here we are on the other side, and yeah, I feel pretty awesome. Feel pretty powerful.
Yeah, you were raw dogging reality during a pandemic, man.
Oh, I mean, there was a definite mind expansion moments going on, but
as far as the alcohol, not so much. So, okay, so you guys have played some shows since the world has come back a little bit, you know. And how many shows have you played?
So we've had good and bad luck. We were supposed to play, I think, like five at this point. Mm-hmm. Two got cut due to COVID complications from either ourselves or the touring bands, which is a bummer. Sure. But the three we've gotten to play have been pretty rad. Our first show was with Obscura up at El Corazon. So
yeah.
Shout out to those dudes for giving us a shot. You know, like, it's kind of crazy for your first show to be, you know, a decent sized bill like that.
I didn't
realize
that was your first show.
Oh yeah. So yeah, the adrenaline was flowing on that one for sure.
Yeah.
Second show, we got to play with our buddies in Nurser for their CD release show up at Bar House, which is just like, you know, the sickest little venue. If you never, I know you've been, but you know, anybody listening, if you've never been before, it's like the coolest spot in town for underground music. Mm-hmm. And then third show we just played, we got to open up for Rivers of Nile and Fallujah and like Warforged up at El Corazon again, which was awesome.
That's cool, man. So, you know, you also started a label. So Modern Grievance, you guys released that on, is it your personal label or is it someone else in the band?
It's me pretty much. I mean, it's, you know, I've got a couple of homies that help me out with stuff that I'm not good at, but I mean, I guess that's kind of the point of a collective. Right. And I think that's mm-hmm. the whole point of this whole like Modern Grievance thing was all my friends are riff machines and I like doing all the stuff that most musicians don't like doing. You know, like most musicians just want to play, put it out, you know, do their thing, but there's all these little things that they don't think about, like, you know, how to actually get it online, how to, like, you know, submit press releases, how to, you know, like most people, if they stare at a spreadsheet, it makes their, you know, makes their eyes explode. But I do that for a living. So
you're good at the nerdy stuff.
Yeah. I don't mind doing it for fun things that I actually, you know, care a lot about.
Awesome, man. Well, okay. So what's been the hardest part about starting a label during a pandemic?
Getting people to care. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's just so much stuff going on, and, you know, with just as many bands died during the pandemic, you know, just as many started. And I think, you know, with everybody just kind of sitting at home on their phone, you know, everybody's competing for that 10 or 15 seconds of attention span that everybody has. And, you know, and you want to do it, you know, especially being like, you know, like a metal based label, you don't want to overdo it, right? Like, I'm not.
Yeah, you don't want to be cringe.
Yeah, I'm not pouring a bunch of money into, like, you know, Facebook ads that I just feel like are going to go nowhere and reach
TikTok
the same
influencers.
People.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think just play the long game with it and just keep putting out music we like. And either way, like, you know, success is all in your mind. And I think everybody involved thinks it's successful just because we like doing it, and we're still putting out records.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the amount of just like information and music and data and you know, just like things out there? It just seems like, you know, every week, and it's all, most of it's good stuff, but like, I just can't keep up half the time. You know, there's so many good TV shows now, there's good movies, and then, you know, every week there's so many good albums to check out. It's almost to the point where it's like overwhelming. I miss having 4 CDs, you know?
Yeah, right. You miss having your 12 CD booklet. Yeah.
Just
one for each feeling you have. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
No, I mean, it is a lot for sure. I mean, yeah, you can definitely, and I'm sure you're the same way too. I know you're kind of a metal nerd. Like, I've got a Spotify playlist of just, you know, sick albums that I've either been looking forward to or that people have recommended to me that I haven't even made my way, you know, all the way through yet. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely stacking up. And like you said, every week something sick comes out. So it's, you know, it's hard to keep up with. So, you know, anybody that does, you know, give any attention to anything that I do or any of my friends do, like, we're, you know, we're super grateful because you have a lot of choices. So thank you for flying with us, you know?
Yeah. So in that respect, you know, how do you stand out respectfully, you know, without being cringe? You know, how do you just put out good art, good music, hope it stands for itself?
I mean, if I had the true secret, you know,
you can't be giving that out for free, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. I'd write a book or something. No, I mean, I think people can smell, like, if you're being inauthentic from a mile away, you know, at least for like the kind of, you know, the kind of realm that we're in, right. You know, we're not about looking cool. We're about sounding good, you know? And I think it's really easy to forget that sometimes, because you do have to, like, obviously with Instagram and stuff, you have to kind of look cool, but there's ways that you can be creative with it and just kind of have fun with it. So, yeah, I don't know if I have the secret sauce, but, you know, like I said, I think success is kind of, just all in your own mind. So I think the fact that it exists and that me and my friends get to do what we like, and, you know, people are actually like buying some of the records, it's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, we're actually going to play a song right now from the album Prime Burial, as I called it, AKA Prone Burial. Yes. On Modern Grievance, the album is Prone Burial, by the band Void Dancer. And I'm chatting right now with Clint from the band. So we're going to go into the song Utopian Sprawl. You want to intro this song real quick?
Yeah, I think this was the first song we released off of the album. It's kind of wraps into the whole album's theme of a city and society kind of crumbling and unable to sustain itself. So, you know, just looking out the window and, you know, just seeing unhoused people every day and mm-hmm. and addicts and just people struggling to survive. And yet we were supposed to live in this perfect utopian society. It's, you know, it's all a sham and everything's for sale. So that's kind of what this song's about.
It's all a sham and everything's for sale. Brand new music by Void Dancer. It's Loud and Local. Mentally ill, asexual, and we won't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That was Utopian Sprawl by Void Dancer. Brand new music here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. I'm talking with Clint, the vocalist for the band. So aside from you guys, you know, what's your favorite Northwest bands currently? Stuff that, you know, you see out there because you're always at shows. What's your favorite, favorite local bands?
Kevin, I've got friends that live across the country that are jealous of how good our local bands are.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, you know, like...
You're wearing one of the shirts, Cerebral Rot.
Yeah. To say Cerebral Rot's really dope. Yeah, I've always been a big fan. I know they're not around anymore, but... losing my mind over here. Black Breath.
Yes.
Definitely like a band that I liked before I even moved to town. So
R.I.P. Elijah.
Really stoked on them and like them just kind of bringing that sound around. But yeah, like we were saying before, I think there's just a lot of sick local bands right now. Like we've got a really good kind of like black and dark funeral, you know, death, whatever you want to call it, like Mortiferum or Mortiferum, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah, however you say it, that out there touring a bunch. Cerebral Rot's killing it. Ton of sick local Seattle bands, like my buddies in Nurser, just like, you know, mm-hmm. killing it in the grind game right now. My friends in Blightmaker are about to drop a new album or new EP this week. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in the Northwest. And I think people are kind of starting to get hip to it in other parts of the country and get some eyes over here, which is awesome.
Hell yeah. So, you know, you guys have played just two venues so far, but what are your favorite venues to attend shows at and play shows at both?
Like I said before, I think Bar House is just a great little spot. I like the fact that shows have to be done early there. You know, once you hit over 30, the 12 o'clock headliner time gets to be a little much if you got to work the next day. Shout out El Corazon. I mean, they're always solid. Substation's been doing a really good job of pulling some bands over to my neighborhood lately, which is awesome. But you know, I think the coolest thing we got going on is like the Death Under the Bridge shows, which I know happened in the summer, which I'm really looking forward to. A lot of cool stuff to look forward to. I know like Northwest Terror Fest is coming up, so
cool
Anumos to open up their doors to a bunch of psychos for 2 days, 3 days. So a lot of cool stuff to look forward to.
Awesome. Well, I'll see you at all of those.
Definitely.
Okay. So were you in a band before Void Dancer?
I was. I used to play in a band when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
We toured a little bit, kind of a djinty deathcore thing in my younger days.
What was the band again?
It was called Ancients, not to be confused with
that's right.
The other Ancients with two eyes, but we're actually why they had to change their name, which was kind of fun. And then we broke up like a month later because we're jerks like that. So
the reason I ask is What's the worst show you've ever played?
Oh,
sorry to bring it up. I gotta know, what's the worst show?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've definitely done my time in rooms that were just playing for other bands.
Sure.
I think the worst show that we ever played was at a skate park in Paris, Tennessee.
Okay.
And it used to be like crazy popping out there, because I guess there was not, you know, not a lot going on in Paris, Tennessee. So sure, all the kids would come out. So like one time we went out there, we got paid. There was like 300 kids there. It was awesome. Next time we came out, kind of, I guess after their kind of local bands had kind of died off, there was like 7 kids there. All of them just cared about skateboarding. One guy just kept heckling me the whole time. And yeah, we didn't get paid, didn't get fed. So we just kind of drove 4 hours for nothing. But yeah, I mean, that's just part of the game though, right? You win some, you lose some.
Yes, absolutely, man. Okay, so Paris, Tennessee, right?
Yeah, it's home of the world's largest fish fry. At least that's what the sign says.
Nice. Was it good?
I don't know. Like I said, we didn't even make enough money to eat that night.
There you go. All right. So you're wearing a Cerebral Rod shirt. I'm wearing a Gate Creeper shirt. Think back to the first time you ever bought a band t-shirt. What was your first band t-shirt as a kid?
I'm not going to be one of those cool guys who pretends like I came out of the womb wearing like a Dark Throne shirt.
My first one was No Doubt, dude.
I mean, no, that's sick because some of that stuff still holds up for sure. Yeah.
Tragic Kingdom's killer.
Tragic Kingdom, the keyboard work on that album alone is just insane. I think the first shirt that I actually got that I was really stoked on was a Sublime shirt.
Okay.
So I got all my sister's like hand-me-down CDs. So yeah. I think like one of the first, I would always get like, you know, 311 and Sublime. And then I got the Woodstock 99 live CD, if
the
you remember
hits,
those things.
Dude.
And it blew my mind because I was in, you know, like, you know, whatever, it was 99, I guess. So that was my first time hearing like live metal music, like, you know, like, cause like Limp Bizkit and Korn and stuff were that. And it just kind of blew my mind. So from there,
ICP.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. From there, it just kind of blew my mind. I guess that was the beginning of some weird metal obsession for me.
So we can expect for a Void Dancer Sublime cover. Sick, dude.
Oh, I think everybody else in the band completely hates how much I still like ska music, but yeah, we'll just keep that on the low.
Or broadcast it to everyone. Either way, can't quite figure it out. So,
I'm not ashamed.
Yes, exactly. All right. So, what's next for you guys? You guys got any shows coming up on the docket, or are you guys going to be, you know, planning on anything else here in 2022 coming up?
Yeah, we've got a couple shows we're working on later this summer that haven't been announced yet. So, you know, just stay tuned for those. Follow us on the internet if you got the time and mental real estate. We got one coming up July 9th.
Awesome.
It's Substation. Should be a fun little show. It's a bunch of good like local Mellow Death and tech bands, Materia Obscura, Veriteras, and Vesuvian. So I think that's a fun local lineup for I think it's a Saturday night, Friday
killer
night. Yeah, should be a good time. And then yeah, like I said, we got some more shows coming up on the books that we haven't totally hammered all the details in yet. And we started writing some new stuff.
Nice.
We got a new guitar player named Ilya right after we finished recording
Ilya Ignatov.
Yeah, dude rules. He's a shredder.
Yes, he does.
You know, we already started writing with him on the album. So I think we're going to come out with something sooner than later. So yeah, just follow us and stay posted.
Right on, man. Well, yes, definitely. And support this album, pick it up. You can purchase it from their Bandcamp and whatnot. Again, Void Dancer is the name of the band. And we're going to jump into one more song here. It's called High Tide Theater. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this one before we jump into it?
I think collectively, this is probably like the favorite of the songs on the new album from everybody in the band. I think a lot of the dudes are really into like prog metal and stuff. So I think this one, we kind of leaned into that a little bit more. I tried singing a little bit, which I know is a no-no in death metal sometimes. But, you know, whatever. Like I said before, there are no rules anymore.
No rules.
Do what you want. Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything we like. It's got some heavy riffs, some black metal parts, some progressive parts. So little something for everyone.
Right on, man. Here's High Tide Theater. Void Dancer is the name of the band. It's Loud Local Stay Home Sessions.
Draw the curtain! Retroactive sin, trouble.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.